Hey, babe. Thanks for making the time to talk. I know it sounded ominous, like we need to talk, but I didn't mean it that way. I just wasn't sure how to bring it up, and I've been thinking about it for a while, and I didn't want to wait anymore, so that's why I texted. And sometimes it's just better to schedule these things. Can you sit down? No, sit closer. I don't want this to be weird. Although maybe too late for that, right? Honestly, it's nothing to be worried about. It's just kind of about us. Okay, it's kind of a sex thing. And don't worry, I like it. The sex, I mean, it's good. It's really good. It's just that sometimes we seem a bit distant, you know? And I don't mean that as a criticism. It's just that you like going down on me, and you're very attentive and really good with your hands, but we don't always do it the normal way, like, you know, regular missionary kind of way. And again, that's fine. No criticism. I like what we do. I just know that you don't always come, and I feel bad about that. I thought maybe it was condoms, or maybe you just weren't into me. But we get along so well, so I don't think that's it. And I really like you. I want us to work. I want it to be really good for you too. So I got to thinking, and I remembered that night we had a little too much to drink at Erica's party. Do you remember? We had to Uber home. We got here. I was so horny, and I pushed you up against the door and you were trying to open it, and I was behind you. I kissed your neck and then kind of thrust it into you a little bit, you know, like if I had a cock. And yeah, I was drunk, but I remember your reaction pretty clearly. The noise you made and the way that you just pushed back on me a tiny bit. That moment was like fireworks in my head. I just kept kissing you, thrusting into you. I think we were going at it for like a full minute just on the street, like I was fucking you. Soft at first, then harder. I think you had to brace yourself against the door. But then you got the key in the lock and you rushed inside. You looked at me with these big, vulnerable eyes, and I didn't want to break the moment, so I didn't say anything. I took you to the bedroom and just pushed you down on the bed and just set my hips against yours. And you made that noise again, like I just knocked the air out of you. Then I kind of fucked you like that for a while, and neither of us said a thing. It was just unspoken, perfect. Then you rolled over and pulled me down and kissed me, and you were so hard. Yeah, that was amazing. Then we woke up the next morning and we just never talked about it. We just went back to our old sex life. And here's the thing, I like that a lot. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I kept waiting for you to bring it up, and I don't want to wait anymore. I've been thinking about the things that I want and how much I like you and how you're kind of cute and these noises you made, and I thought maybe you could let me take the lead for a while. Like, I could fuck you. Like, if I had a cock, I mean. And wait, don't say anything yet. I think I'd like that. I think I'd like that a lot. Like, sometimes I watch porn of two guys having sex because, okay, girls can like porn too. And I wonder what it would be like if I had one. You know, a dick. Well, a cock. I like cock better. I think all girls think about having one sometimes, but I think about it a lot. Like, what would happen if we both had one? You know, assuming everything was the same. Would that be okay? Could you like that? And then what if mine was kind of big? Like, I like it when one is larger and the other is a little smaller. It just looks erotic. Like, then there's no question who does the fucking. I know it's not always like that, but it's fun to think about. And I like all kinds of dicks. Honestly, I don't think there's enough dick appreciation in a general sense, but there's something about the really thick ones. Like, they just look so heavy, you know? I like it when one is kind of a cock, the other is cute. Then the smaller one just kind of flops while they get fucked. You know, like with sissy porn or femboys. And I don't think that either term is great, but I do think it's interesting how that genre has kind of exploded in the last years. All kinds of people like seeing cute guys getting fucked, or girls. I guess it's hard to know sometimes. There's just something about their soft bodies and cute little dicks and how much they seem to love getting fucked that just drives me crazy. And I know you've seen it too. The porn, I mean. Sorry, I looked on your computer. But yeah, I think we have similar tastes. I think that maybe we want the same thing. So, do you think you could be okay with that? If I have one, you have to be honest. It's okay. If not, I could really be off base in here, in which case, just chalk this up to your girlfriend being weird and horny and no big deal. Wait, yeah? You could like that. Oh god, me too. And you'd be okay if mine would just happen to be like a couple inches bigger, right? Like, not too much bigger, but bigger. I mean, what then? Would you still take care of me? Would you still be the attentive boyfriend? That would be hot, right? And just knowing that your girlfriend has a thick cock, I mean, I'd be okay with a smaller one too, but I just think it would look best with a big one. I think it would fit my aesthetic. Like, my hips are kind of broad and I'm kind of muscular, so it would be proportional, you know? Just a fat cock hanging between my legs. I think it would suit me. And honestly, I'd be happy to share. You could even put it in your mouth if you wanted to. Oh yeah, I would be very generous. Would you do that for me? Yeah? Have you thought about that before? Huh? So you have thought about sucking cock? No, it's okay. I like the idea. Or at least I like the idea of you sucking my cock. You like going down on me anyway, so it makes sense. This way you just have a little more to work with, you know? Like, okay, I have this fantasy I've been thinking about where we're watching a movie, like on exactly this couch, actually, and then you lean over my shoulder and kiss my neck and then just slide your hand into my sweatpants. I'll look at you suspiciously because I am actually interested in the movie. And you just pull my cock out and start blowing me right there. Just real casual, like, oh, here's my girlfriend's cock, and I'm gonna give her a blowjob. Yeah, I think you'd like that too. I think you'd be really into blowjobs. I bet you'd be kind of a slut for them. Think about how soft your lips would feel and maybe how you'd kiss it kind of romantically, like a schoolgirl. Then again and again, with a little more tongue, and I'd just lean back and watch you make out with my cock, and just when I couldn't stand it anymore, you'd put it in your mouth and slide your tongue down my shaft and just blow me on the couch. Like, for a good 15 or 20 minutes, and just bobbing your head up and down on it. Maybe you take a break sometimes and jerk it off a bit. Lick your lips and look at me. But then you'd go back to work. And eventually I'd come and you'd just smirk, wipe your chin, tuck it back into my panties, give it a little pat. Then we'd finish our movie. You'd like that too, right? Can you, say that out loud? Can you say that you would like to suck my cock? Yeah? Oh, baby. Yeah. And, okay, here's the thing. We could do that. I could get a prosthetic, and you know you can get them neurally integrated now. And we could just do it like that for a while. I mean, we'd also do more than just blowjobs. I would also want to fuck you with it. Like, I really want to fuck you. I've been thinking about that too for a while now. Maybe I could be the top for a few months. Like, exclusively, I mean, 100% of the time. Just so we could get used to it. Everything else could stay the same, but sex would just mean me fucking you. Even if we're on vacation, camping, visiting your parents, I'd be the big cock girlfriend, and you'd be the cute boyfriend that likes getting fucked. I think you might really like that. It's okay to say yes. I mean, it's okay to say no too, but yeah? Really? Okay, why did I even worry about this? We should have had this talk a long time ago. Oh, fuck. You're gonna have so much sex. I'm gonna teach you how to suck a cock and ride a cock, and you are gonna look cute and fuckable. I mean, not that you don't already, but you know, just saying. Okay, seriously, I doubt I'm the only person that's thought about fucking you like this. Your ass is kind of amazing, like my friends have commented on how nice it is. And they don't even know the half of it. You're very smooth, and it's just a little big? In a good way, like when you wear those sweatpants. I know when most girls talk about sweatpants, they're thinking dick outlines, but I just think about sliding up behind you, pressing a cock against your ass, and then fucking you right there. So, yeah, that's probably why I tried to pound you against the front door. Baby, I want this. I mean, I really want this. I think we're a good fit for each other. And, okay, I have an idea. Can you, turn around and put your ass up in the air a little bit? Yeah, just get on your knees. It's okay. Like that. I just want to get the feel of this. And okay, let's slide these down. No, the brakes are fine. Fuck, I should buy you some cuter underwear, Okay, come here and there we go. Oh, fuck, just like that. Do you like that? Do you like how our hips fit together? Yeah? You know, sometimes I think this makes more sense, like, my hips are bigger and yours just kind of fits against them like puzzle pieces. How does it feel? Yeah? And, oh yeah, that's a cock. Yep, well, kind of, at least. It's a packer, like a soft prosthetic you wear around to see how it feels. It is one of the larger sizes, though. Yeah. I've been experimenting with a bulge for a couple weeks now. It's been fun. And the pressure is nice, right? Do you like it? Yeah? Do you like feeling my cock? Do you like spreading your legs for your girlfriend? Oh, baby, you do like this. That's a nice tent you've got there. No, don't touch it. Don't touch your dick. Just get used to me. Get used to how we fit together. Get used to the weight of your girlfriend on top of you, thrusting into you. Yeah, just like that. Just relax. Yeah. Oh, baby. There we go. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go a little harder. Yeah. 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 Oh, baby, this is what it's gonna be like. I'm gonna fuck you all the time, just like this. Also in the bedroom and other places, yeah. Fuck, I wish I got one of those fancy prosthetics already. This works. And okay, arch a little more. No, it's okay. You look good. You look really good. There we go. Oh, baby, you have such a perfect ass. I think it was made for this. If it wasn't for this part here, people might think it was a girl's. Fuck. Baby. This feels good. Yes. Harder? Yeah, do you like it? Maybe you could even learn to come like this. I've seen people do that. We could figure it out. Honestly, I'd want that. I want to make you happy. I want to be able to hold you down and fuck you and make you come without even touching yourself. It's like the hottest thing in the world to me. You wouldn't even have to get hard. Like, I just take care of everything. I could just fuck you and you could hold me and you could just come whenever you feel like it. Would you like that too? Yeah? Fuck, okay. I think we'll have to practice a lot, if that's okay. Yeah. Fuck. Yes, baby. Yeah. Just keep rocking back into me. Yeah. I'm gonna fuck you so hard. I'm gonna pound you every night. I'm gonna make you ride my cock and watch your cute little dick just bounce as you take it. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, don't stop. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, don't stop. Don't stop. Yeah. I have lots of fantasies. Like, I could wear a really short skirt and just pull you into a bathroom at a party, hike it up, and like you. Service me. Or we could go to a parking lot somewhere and, just like teenagers, I could fuck you in the back seat. Oh, fuck. Sometimes I think about just holding you down and spreading your legs and resting my thick cock on this cute dick, letting you feel how hard and heavy I am. Oh, God. I think about that image a lot. I think about the way you'd look down at my cock teasing you. You'd reach down and stroke it. Feel how big it is and how much I want you. Then you look back up at me with fuck me eyes. And then I just gently press the tip against your hole and fuck. Yeah. Oh God. Oh God, just like that. Yeah, no. No, I'm actually kind of close, baby. Oh God, I wanna fuck you so much. I wanna get good at it. I wanna be able to give you a look from across the room and make you blush. I want you to dream about my cock. Fuck. Fuck, don't stop. No. Oh God, don't stop. Oh yeah, yeah, okay. Oh God, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Just give me a minute. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Fuck. I haven't come from just grinding like that in years. That was kind of intense. No, let's just lay here a minute, okay? Come here. I wanna kiss you. So that was great. Okay, and maybe I got a little carried away, but I did mean every word of it. Well, I know you don't have a little dick, and I didn't mean that in a mean way. You have a nice one. I just like to think about having a bigger one, you know, for reasons that should make sense now. Oh, and it looks like you're still horny. It's kind of a nice image. Give me a minute, wait. Okay, so there's one more thing. I could get one of the fancy prosthetics, and that would be great, but I also really like cum, like the real kind. And I would love to be able to cum in your mouth. Or maybe other places. Like, what if I could cum here? Or here? That would be fun, right? And yeah, I have thought about this for a while, and my insurance is pretty good, so how would you feel about gene mods? Yeah. Yeah, I mean the real deal. Like an actual cock. Plus, you know, balls. All of it. Maybe I could talk you into it?